Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ernie Coy. Batting second. The second baseman, Lonnie Frey. Batting third. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank McCormick. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Gleason. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Harry Kraft. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick West. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Elmer Riddle. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Elmer Riddle. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jimmy Brown. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hopp. Batting third. The left fielder, Don Paget. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Estell Crabtree. Batting sixth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Creepy Crespi. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Mort Cooper. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mort Cooper. And now, play ball. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy strikes out. Cooper drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Coy out. One out. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey takes first base on ball four. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frey moves to third. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frey scores. Werber moves to third. It's 1-0, Reds. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Werber scores. McCormick moves to second. It's 2-0, Reds. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft hits a fly ball into right field. Crabtree settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize juggles the ball. That's an error on Mize. McCormick moves to third. Gleason moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Johnny Hopp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopp hits a line drive to right field. Gleason throws towards Joost. Joost fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Joost. Brown moves to third. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Brown scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, Reds. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Crespi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 1 in the game. Coy strikes out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Frey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Werber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mize fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 1 in the game. Kraft strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Coy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. West hits a fly ball into left field. Paget settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 1 in the game. Riddle takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 2 in the game. Coy hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 0 for 1 in the game. Paget hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0 for 1 in the game. Crabtree hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Frey. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Frey steals second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Werber bunts towards the catcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Frey moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Frey scores. Werber moves to second. It's 3-1, Reds. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick bunts towards first. Mize scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCormick for the out. Werber moves to third. One out. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gleason takes first base on ball 4. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 0 for 2 in the game. Kraft hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Paget. Kraft reaches second base with a double. Werber scores. Gleason goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, Reds. Ira Hutchinson now pitching. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kraft. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Brown applying the tag. Two outs. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. West takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes West. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. West steals second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi is 0 for 1 in the game. Crespi takes first base on ball 4. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 1 in the game. Marion hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCormick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coker Triplett pinch hits for Ira Hutchinson. Coker Triplett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triplett strikes out. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Gumbert now pitching. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Riddle is called out on strikes. One out. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0 for 3 in the game. Coy hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lonnie Frey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frey is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Frey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Crespi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Riddle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Padgett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Padgett is 0 for 2 in the game. Padgett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Mize hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Padgett moves to third. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0 for 2 in the game. Crabtree hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey fields it and throws to second for the out. Padgett scores. Two outs. It's 5-2, Reds. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Reds will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Werber is called out on strikes. One out. Frank McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCormick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gleason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gleason is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Gleason hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Creepy Crespi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crespi is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Crespi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 0 for 2 in the game. Marion hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 3 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marion moves to second. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Reds will come to bat. Harry Kraft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kraft is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kraft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kraft moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-3 in the game. Joost bunts towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Kraft moves to third. West moves to second. One out. Elmer Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ernie Coy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coy is 0-for-4 in the game. Coy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Don Paget is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paget is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Paget hits a fly ball into right field. Gleason settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mize hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Coy. Mize reaches second base with a double. Estel Crabtree is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crabtree is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Crabtree hits a fly ball into center field. Kraft settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 5, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.